We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Plunging over. Touchdown, UCLA. Let him eat. He's about to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line. A keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free. Has daylight. There it is. Touchdown, UCLA.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
344 days. It'll be that long between the Bruins ending the 2019 season against Cal and when they take the field on Saturday in Boulder. Almost a year. And now after the most challenging offseason, we'll finally get to see our guys in blue and gold again this weekend. It feels like a holiday, Wayne. Where are you at right now? 5 days out from kicking things off in Colorado.
I'm pumped. Hey, you know what, though? It feels like this has been the longest year in the history of mankind. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this year, it just seems like it's never going to end. But getting some Pac-12 football, getting UCLA, all the excitement. I just want these days to go by fast. And I cannot wait. It's a little bit weird because we're playing in Colorado, one of my favorite places, Folsom Field. It's a ton of fun to visit there. But we're not going to be there. But, man, the players are. And it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be a remote broadcast for our guys on Saturday. That's the voice of Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback, current sideline reporter on those football broadcasts. You can follow him on Twitter at WayneCookUCLA. You can catch me at NKOOP. Drop us a line there. Brian Finley is out on the East Coast calling some tennis this week. He'll be back with us next week. All right, on the show tonight, it is game week. Feels so good to say it. The last the latest notes from Spalding Field as the Bruins wrapped up fall. We'll touch on where the team is at right now. We'll give you a full breakdown of the season opener, UCLA and Colorado on Saturday. And then Wayne will provide the things that he's looking forward to when the Bruins take the field. Plus, conversations with linebacker Bo Calvert. What is he expecting to see out of Colorado? And then we'll hear from UCLA basketball associate head coach Darren Savino as he provides updates on the team as they've got less than 4 weeks until they begin their season. All that coming your way, stick with us. Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Make it a Redbox night with an edge-of-your-seat action thriller that can't be missed. Rent Ava, starring Jessica Chastain. Ava is a notorious assassin who travels the globe specializing in high-profile hits. However, when a job goes dangerously wrong, she is forced to fight for her own survival. Rent Ava, along with other new movies tonight. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations. Stream on your smart TV or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
All right, well, fall camp is over. The Bruins have transitioned into game week preparations for Colorado underway. Wayne, first, I kind of wanted to set the table, though. The last, really, 2 months since we brought the show back, we've been examining every angle of this team. And I just wanted to reset things and refocus now as we head into the season. And I was thinking about the offense, and I think it all boils down to this. The last 2 years, Joshua Kelley was so essential to the success, and now he's gone. That's a back-to-back 1,000-yard rusher that you're not going to be able to rely on this season. You can't just replace a guy like that. And that puts much more pressure and burden on the shoulders of Dorian Thompson-Robinson. It's his third year now. He knows the offense. He knows where he needs to make improvements. It's his time. It's his moment. And, Wayne, I feel like the offense will go as he goes this season.
You know, I agree with you. And because I say that because I think he's got everything he needs around him. You know, I've been saying this for a few years now. The receiving core is solid. There's talent there. There's big plays. There's players in the backfield that can break it on any given play. There's receivers. You know, I think Kyle Phillips is big. I hope that Chase Kota plays to his size. I love his 6'3" frame on the outside. I think he's maybe been underutilized a little bit. You know, Jalen Irwin probably hasn't got as much opportunities as he wants. I think he has a chance to be electric, and they're experienced. I just think as that group. And you throw in, you know, Demetric Felton and Britton Brown at running back. I just think they've got everything they need. Everybody always says this every year that the offensive line. I've always felt like the offensive line is the easiest people to blame every time something goes wrong on offense. And for those of us that follow football for a living, it's kind of funny because, you know, quarterbacks and running backs and receivers that are doing what's right, they make offensive lines look very good. Like if a quarterback gets sacked and you're watching TV and you're like, gosh darn it, that was terrible. And it was a blitz and there was a side adjust and either the quarterback didn't throw the hot route or the receiver didn't see it and didn't run the hot route, it ends up being a sack and everybody yells at the offensive line. When you have guys that have been there, done that, and been in the system, and you've heard it said, Nick, so many times, this third year, same system. We know this. The guys aren't thinking anymore. They're just out there. They're reacting. And when you have a bunch of guys on offense that are reacting, and we haven't even talked about, like, I heard that that Hurt at receiver is doing really, really well. I'm excited to watch Logan Loya, who is a big-time recruit, get a chance to get into some games. But in front of those guys are guys that have experience and they have ability. And when they're doing well, remember when Paul Perkins was at UCLA, I used to laugh because Joshua Kelly was a great example of this too. Paul Perkins would make one guy miss all the time. So even when you'd run a running play and the defense would have too many guys for you to block, which happens a lot in football, like you run it anyway, even though there's an unblocked guy, and you just hope your athletes are good enough to make somebody miss. Well, when you have good backs, like the two that I just mentioned, they make guys miss. And so that also makes the offensive line look better. So I think this offensive line is good, but the skill around them, and if Dorian steers the ship correctly and knows when to, I mean, seriously, just Dorian, when you have a chance to run, run. When you have a guy that's wide open, hit his butt in stride and let Kyle Phillips take that thing and go to the house. Like hit the slant route on stride. When you can hit, you know, Demetric Felton out of the backfield and let him do his thing and be electric, that guy is 0 to 60 so fast. So you've got the tools, steer the ship. And, you know, when you're a third-year quarterback with as much playing time as he's had and as much experience, and remember, we've heard Coach Kelly say this many times, Dorian just keeps getting better. He's not leveling off. He just keeps improving. So I think this is the year where he has a chance to shine.
I do think we saw some really solid improvement in terms of learning and knowing when to properly use his legs and pick up 7-8 yards and a first down. I want to get your thoughts on something he said when he talked to the media yesterday. I love the attitude he displayed here and thinks it shows what kind of player we're going to see. He said, quote, everybody knows exactly what they're doing on every play. So I expect to get off to a fast start. I expect everybody to move off the ball a lot faster and get to their spots a lot faster. And I think that will turn everything around. Close quote. Wayne, I love the confidence he's showing and also the accountability he's going to demand of everyone else in that huddle.
So listen, I know we live in the era where we get to hear and find out what everybody thinks every second. Even if it's not in an interview, people post it. And I've said this before on this show. I remember one year I was working on the sidelines and one of our players, and I'm not going to say who, was pretty enamored with himself and would make, you know, three catches for 15 yards, and you know, every time he did it, if he made a first down, he'd jump up and do a big celebration and act like it was a big deal. And you know, then you'd go home and you'd see him post, you know, every one of his plays online. I'm like, dude, you had three catches for 17 yards. That's like a bad game. Like you know what I mean? Like we need to expect more. You know, and I don't care if you had 20 catches for, you know, 1,000 yards in one game. I don't care what you post. I know I'm the old man right now. It's like, but I want the wins take care of themselves. Here's what happens when you start playing well. You don't have to post it anymore because you're watching it on SportsCenter, right? People are posting it for you. And so the idea is that all of that sounds good and well. And again, I really want, like, for me, an athlete, when you're in a stadium, and it's not going to be hard this year, and you can ignore everybody, and you don't hear anything but your teammates, and you see the defense, and you listen to your coaches, and everybody else is like non-existent. It's like you're so focused you don't even notice that stuff. To me, that's when you're locked in. That's that zone that people talk about, when you're just so locked in you don't even notice that stuff. There are people out there that can't do that. They see the guy in the third row. They hear the chirping from the other team's crowd. You know, all that stuff affects certain athletes, and the great ones don't do that. So for me, you know, all that stuff's great, but when this team is in the zone and they're clicking the way they can, and I've even seen Chip Kelly say it, like, that's how it's supposed to look, like, after a great drive, now sustain it. And once this group gets to that point and they feel like they can do that, I just think this offense has a chance to really take off this year and be one of the better ones in the conference.
We've heard it from guys. All it takes is consistent execution. And for what it's worth, Dorian said he didn't have a fumble or an interception during all of fall camp. Let's turn and look at the defense real quick.
Come on, hold on. I got to laugh at that second. Because you know that, you know, as a quarterback, when nobody's going to hit you, it's a lot easier to avoid those things. I have to laugh a little bit, but I love it. I'm never picking on Dorian, and I know you're going to switch over to defense because I'm going to say this out loud. I think he's got so much talent. I really do. And I think that with maturity that comes with him being a third-year guy, I really have high hopes, and I'm rooting for him big time. But, yeah, you know, not getting hit in practice lets you be a little bit more efficient.
I'm sure. So looking at the defense, I'm most interested in the back end. I think an improved secondary could solve a lot of the problems we saw last season. And I'm really curious to see how Brian Norwood's coaching has affected that group. And then you bring in Quinton Lake back in there, an experienced guy. We talked to him last week, and the pedigree that he brings to that position. You bring in some grad transfers, Quantrez Knight and Obi Igbo, providing some good depth. In fact, Igbo is going to start opposite Jay Shaw, quarterback, according to the latest 2-deep released today by UCLA. Wayne, just kind of a general overarching question here, but what are your expectations for the defense?
It's really hard for me to get too pumped up because of the past few years, because I'm like, I want to see it first. And I've already talked about it many times on the show that I think Odighizuwa, from what I'm hearing and what I know about him in the past, I mean, I just see a guy that has a chance to be really good. But you remember, usually when you're a rush guy, a defensive lineman, you know, it helps to have people around you occupying blocks. So it's going to be, but I think he has a chance to be really, really good, right? But I like what you talked about in the secondary. And don't forget that, you know, there's going to be, and, you know, Matt Stevens and I talk about this all the time. And we've, you know, whether it's nickel, dime, there's been a ton of sets that UCLA has used in the past where they go to that 5 DB look. And that's just part of this conference. You know, a lot of teams you play have multiple receiver sets, so you have to do that. So having Quantrez Knight as an extra back with a ton of experience, who we've heard over and over and over again, is like the energy of this team. Like, he comes out every day and brings it. We remember Elijah Guidry played a lot last year. You know, Quinton Lake's back, but to have that kind of experience, you know, at corner, you talked about Jay Shaw. Remember Rashad Williams played a lot last year, right? So you have guys at every position. Mo Osling's been on the field, right? Obi Igbo comes in and plays. So there's depth. And to me, you know, you can never have enough solid DBs. You know, we've seen it. If you watch the Michigan game last weekend, their DBs killed them. Absolutely killed them. Because they just couldn't stop the deep ball. So for UCLA to be good on the back end is really going to be a big thing. So, yes, I totally agree with what you said about the secondary.
And now the Bruins will finally have a chance to see how they stack up this weekend. Not only does Colorado have a new coach in Carl Durrell, they have a new starting quarterback as well. We'll tell you what to expect from the Buffs, and later on, linebacker Bo Calvert and UCLA basketball associate head coach Darren Savino stop by. Stick with us. Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. She hit the floor. She hit the floor.
Next thing you know, Shawty got low, low, low. Love getting prices that are lower than low on backyard favorites like grill-ready hamburgers and fresh-picked strawberries? Then shop at Ralph's. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love. with tools like the Rouse app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales. Plus, rewards like fuel points, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Rouse, fresh for everyone.
This is the College Football Rewind.
10-5, give it 6!
The kick is good!
And the Longhorns win!
This is what big-time college football is all about.
Taking you beyond the box scores to relive the emotions from the Saturday that was in college football.
Got it! Touchdown, Penn State!
Right pylon! Touchdown, Washington!
It's the College Football Rewind. Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports Now.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Koch, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
All right, we are just a few days away from game day. UCLA Colorado in Boulder coming up on Saturday. It's a 4 o'clock Pacific time kick. Last year's game, first thing that comes to mind, I remember Mel Tucker was coaching that game in shorts. It was a UCLA route, 31-14. Bruins even led 17-0 after the first. But much different look to this Colorado team now, Wayne. They bring in Carl Durrell after Mel Tucker surprisingly leaves for Michigan State in February. Of course, we all know the name Carl Durrell. He's a Bruin alum, played in the mid-80s, and of course coached the Bruins for 5 years from 03 to 07. His tenure was an inconsistent one, though. UCLA would put together impressive wins, only to lose to inferior opponents the next week. And since he's been with the Bruins, he's bounced around the NFL and college, spending most of the time with Miami and New York Jets as an assistant coach. And so now he's getting another shot here. He hasn't had any spring practices with the team, but he did end up retaining 4 assistant coaches from Mel Tucker's staff from last year, including defensive coordinator Tyson Summers. Given what you know about Carl Durrell, what are you expecting out of this Colorado team?
Well, you know, first of all, I really like Carl Durrell. And, you know, and remember, when he was at UCLA, one of my favorite seasons I've ever covered was the Drew Olsen, Maurice Jones-Drew, Mercedes Lewis 10-win season. I mean, they had like 5 comebacks that year were just flat-out incredible. And, you know, one of the things you learn about coaching, and you see this, and it's very obvious, is when you have the dudes – it's a lot easier for your stuff to work. You know, it's like sometimes you try and run an offense and it doesn't look very good. Sometimes it's because the people executing it aren't very good, or the people on the other side of the ball are just better than they are. But when you have dudes, and that's going to be what's hard. You know, Mel Tucker, you know, it's interesting because he just had one of the biggest wins of the weekend for Michigan State, upsetting Michigan. And, you know, Carl Durrell probably isn't going to go the same route as far as the way this team is going to look in a couple of years. Not sure. You know, we'll have to wait and see what type of offense he's going to run. We'll have to wait and see how much he kind of carried over from last year, because like you pointed out, Nick, that no spring ball. I said this before, any coach that came in and you wanted to have, there's a couple things that you wanted to have. One, you need spring ball when you want to put in your stuff. And two, you want to have an experienced quarterback. You pointed it out earlier. Sam Noyer was a guy that almost transferred as a graduate transfer, and Carl Durrell convinced him to stay, and now he's won the starting job. Now, that doesn't mean that Tyler Lytle's not going to play some, because it sounds like he may play some. But, you know, he convinced him to stay, and now he's staying. So you have a quarterback that, you know, is trying to learn a new system and is a first-year starter, and you have a coach that's a first-year coach. So, you know, I think they're in a little bit of trouble this year. You know, I think Colorado, you know, is a team that, you know, granted they also lost, you know, Steven Montez, who was really good last year. Remember, Laviska Shenault was very good. Now, there is a Shenault on this team, Levante Shenault, who is also a receiver. He looks like he's running with the twos right now. But there is another Shenault on the team, so that might scare people a little bit. But, you know, Carl Durrell's a heck of a coach. He's a great Bruin, and I tell you what, I hope he wins every game except for this Saturday. I hope he loses, goes 0-1, and then runs the table, and then that's fine with me, because then he'll beat everybody else, and then UCLA can play in the championship game.
By the way, Carl Durrell's first game as a college head coach when he was with UCLA was in Boulder against Colorado. You brought up Sam Noyer, who was named the starting quarterback for Colorado just a couple days ago, and also mentioned the interesting point that he was set to transfer, try and get an opportunity to play quarterback somewhere else. He was brought back. You know, this was after he backed up Steven Montez for a couple years. And then last year, Mel Tucker needs some depth at safety. Yeah. And so he asked Neuer, hey, you want to come play safety? So Neuer says, I want to play. Sure. He ends up playing just 24 defensive snaps and then ultimately beats out Tyler Lytle, a SoCal kid from Irvine.
Yeah. That gives us a little insight, though. Like, because if you're looking for film and you know the guy was a good enough athlete to move over and play safety, that you're probably going to have to worry about his legs a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go. I mean, he's a big guy, 6'4", 220. You know you're going to get an athletic, physical guy going up against that quarterback this weekend.
Yeah, and you know, and they've got some guys. I mean, this is a team that's got some starters back on the offensive line. They've got he's not the biggest receiver in KD Nixon, but he makes plays. Alex Fontenot at running back. I mean, they've got some players that you've heard the names of before, but again – you know, I think UCLA is nothing but better than last year. I think you hear it from everybody on this squad, and I don't know if Colorado's better. Now, granted, the one thing we've all learned about the Pac-12 is you don't show up and play, you can get your butt whooped by anybody. But I think UCLA is hungry, and I think this is when we looked at our schedule, yeah, it was a bummer that Oregon was on the other side. Right? Like, man, really, Oregon? Like, we had all these teams. Couldn't we just play Oregon State or, you know, maybe Washington State with a new coach? And that's not an insult to those teams because we all know the North is actually really good. But to get Oregon kind of stinks. But to start with Colorado before you have to play, you know, Utah and Oregon on a couple Friday night games, I think this is probably the best place to start. So I think UCLA got a little bit lucky there. Not that this is going to be easy, but I do think if UCLA brings it and plays their game, they should definitely win this one.
I am curious about this Colorado defense. You talk to people that cover the team, around the team. There's a lot of optimism about this Colorado defense, given how they played at the end of last year. They return a ton of guys. Nate Landman, the linebacker, one of the best in the conference. Mustafa Johnson can wreak havoc up front. And then Carl Durrell was able to retain last year's defensive coordinator in Tyson Summers. How important do you think that is going to be for Colorado this year?
Yeah, it's huge, Nick. I mean, you know that. I mean, but I'll say this is and this is just simple stuff. And I'll believe this because I'm a quarterback. If the offense is clicking and there's so much experience, you know, and if Dorian can see that what's coming at him and what's in front of him, he's going to be able to get rid of the ball. I mean, I just feel like this matchup is great for UCLA. Yeah, they have experience, but this offense is mature. And there's players with experience all over the place. So I expect a big night.
All right, Wayne, let's put a pause button on it with you now. We're going to bring you back in a bit, get the things that you're looking forward to on Saturday. But first, on the other side, when we come back, we're going to head over to the hardwood and catch up with UCLA basketball associate head coach Darren Savino and see how things are progressing over at the Mo Austin Center with less than 4 weeks until the start of the basketball season. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics.
Go Bruins!
Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Experience the most mind-bending thriller of the year. Available at Redbox. From the producers of Get Out and Us, Rent, Antebellum, starring Janelle Monáe. Successful author Veronica Henley finds herself trapped in a horrifying reality that forces her to confront the past, present, and future before it's too late.
Don't miss Antebellum, along with other new movies, and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Feel Good Banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We got more on UCLA's season opener against the Buffs in Boulder coming up. We will hear from Bo Calvert, and we'll bring Wayne Cook back in as well. But first, there's another season getting underway soon as UCLA basketball will get things going at the end of the month. Darren Savino is the associate head coach. He's been alongside Mick Cronin for 13 years, and it's great to have him on the program. Darren, you've been in L.A. for about a year and a half now. How has L.A. treated you, with the obvious caveat that half that time has been spent during a pandemic?
Yeah, unfortunately, that was hard to deal with. But L.A. is beautiful. The weather is tremendous. During my quarantine time, I got a chance to do long walks. And no better place to do long walks than L.A.
I was right there with you. Lots of walks. It's still happening. It's ongoing. I know when you guys first got back into the gym, you're easing into things, right, doing some skill drills, trying to get guys into proper shape. Where are practices at right now? What do they look like? Because, you know, hopefully you're playing games here by the end of the month.
Sure. We're progressing, putting a lot of offense in. I think this time around, more offense early, skill development, skill work, putting together our offensive system, changing things from what we did last year, try to adding new things. And we look really good on offense. The problem is our defense isn't very good, but that will get better over time. And if you know anything about Mick Cronin and his teams, they always play good defense. So we're working on that now and trying to get better on the defensive side. But offensively, it's looking really, really good. Guys playing together. We should be a really hard team to defend this year.
Last week, we had gymnastics head coach Chris Waller on the show. They got back in the gym on October 12th, and he told us that they were probably 3 to 4 months behind where they should be at this time with their season starting in January. I know different sport, different circumstances, but just hearing that makes you realize how much of a challenge getting ready for a season this year is. Where do you feel like you're at in terms of a quote-unquote normal season?
Yeah, I don't know yet. We'll find out. I think we're not in game shape. And unfortunately, not having an exhibition game and a scrimmage game to get ourselves ready for real games, that's going to be challenging. But what coaches tried to emphasize from the day one that we got back on campus is that this year is about the players and about them enjoying this experience. And, you know, with that philosophy, we're just worrying about each day. You know, the fact that we can go tomorrow back to practice and be on the court with the guys and them being there, that's a blessing. So we're just going to use that day, try to get better every single day. And as time goes on, maybe we're not as sharp early in the season, but maybe we get better as the year goes on. And that kind of happens all the time anyway. So we're not really concerned with that. I think the guys are picking things up. It does help that we have a lot of guys back from last year's team. They kind of know what to expect. So that makes coaching this team in particular more enjoyable and a little easier when it comes to implementing what we want to do.
We're talking with Darren Savino, UCLA Basketball Associate Head Coach. Speaking of your guys, we talked with Chris Smith and Jaime Jaquez in the last month on the show here. And each time we bring up about how well that last month, month and a half of the season went for you guys, they acknowledge it, but they both went back to how the season ended with the loss to USC. And it seemed to stick with them the most. You got this idea of unfinished business. How have you seen that continue in practice with the guys?
Yeah, I think that's what they've talked about all during the quarantine, about they're so disappointed on how it ended And we had such a great run in February, January, some January, mostly February. And we were playing great basketball, and USC played it was a great game. It was a tough game, and lost, unfortunately, at the last second, but they have carried that on and talking about it constantly. And then the fact that we didn't get a chance to play in the Pac-12 tournament, then obviously the NCAA tournament. So I'm sure a lot of teams throughout the country feel like they have some unfinished business. Fortunately for us, we have a lot of guys back that experience that. So a lot of teams, whether it be transfers or graduation or guys going pro, we had a lot of guys back from that experience. So I hope that will help us as the season moves on.
One of those guys coming back, one of the guys you work closely in the front court there, Jalen Hill. I've heard that he has impressed more physically. You know, he's worked hard over the off season. Can you attest to that? What did he look like when you saw him for the first time in person?
Well, we were going to come back. I knew that Jalen was going to be one of the guys that would come back in tremendous physical condition, because he showed last year that he was really serious about his body, his development, his skills, and constantly working on his own. So I'm not surprised that he was able to use quarantine as a time to even get better. And you can see it in practice. He came back in tremendous physical condition. More understanding of what is expected, what we expect of him, the things that he's really good at, that he needs to kind of make sure that that's his, you know, his starting point for his career. And his body, the way he can block shots and rebound, set screens, he's so strong. I'm so excited about what he can do this year. And he, again, came back in such great shape. He looks really good.
I thought he was one of the better interior defenders in the conference, always hits the glass hard, strong finisher at the rim. But I feel like there's still so much more that he could do on the basketball floor. What are you expecting out of him this season?
Well, I think, yeah, some of the things that you saw last year, I think he got better as time went on. And I would keep telling him he's got physical gifts that most people don't have. That's 6'10", 245, all muscle. He can run like a guard. He can jump out of the gym. There's so many things physically that he can do. And if he can just incorporate his physical will on possessions and the game itself, he's going to have a tremendous season, and hopefully for himself, you know, reach the goals that he wants individually.
UCLA basketball associate head coach Darren Savino joining us on the Bruin Insider Show. Another one of those front court guys who really had an interesting season last year, Cody Riley, hit that slump in January. Minutes were down, scoring was down. But then in February, it was like we saw a completely different player, so reliable in the paint, teams couldn't stop him. Single-handedly beat Washington State in overtime almost, right? Much improved at the free throw line. How did he make such a drastic change in the middle of last season?
I think there's a couple of things. Cody showed a lot of these signs early on. He just was not able to consistently do it through long stretches. He got tired pretty quickly. And I think he was stressing. I think he was focusing on maybe scoring a little bit too much than all the other aspects. But I think the conditioning part, once he got himself into really good game shape, it took him some time. He was really productive. And he didn't just score. He defended better. He was moving better. He rebounded. He was a tremendous offensive rebounder for us late in the season. And then when you talked about his free throw shooting, I've never seen a guy in a season, and it's kind of like our team as well, where we were so bad at times early on, and then we're a completely different team in February. And you're scratching your head and saying, well, how did this happen? And Cody's a great example of it. A guy that was shooting like 40% almost from the free throw line. And in the last 10 to 15 games, we're shooting over 70 plus percent from the foul line. It's just hard work, focus, and he has the talent. He just needed some time to get himself back into shape. But it was great to see and a lot of fun to coach Cody.
Well, I know we're all really excited to see you guys take the floor at the end of the month. Darren, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck with all the preseason training, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Go Bruins.
All right, that was Darren Savino. Thought the most interesting thing he said was their offense was way ahead of their defense right now. I think at the end of the last season, most would have said the opposite. But that's encouraging, because you know that this coaching staff will have these guys playing that same type of defense here before long. And speaking of defense, UCLA football hopes our next guest will play a big role in helping its defense rebound from the trials of 2019. Linebacker Bo Calvert stops by next. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
The passion.
25, first down, 20. 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting bled. Down he goes.
The speed.
Double, and it's going to be. Oh, my.
The Western College football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the board.
Over the shoulder. Get
30, 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen on Saturdays this fall on College Sports Now on TuneIn.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
UCLA is known for producing NFL quality linebackers over the years. Ken Norton Jr., Roman Pfeiffer, Anthony Barr, Miles Jack, the list goes on. Well, junior linebacker Bo Calvert wants to be the next name on that list. After battling injuries and only playing six games through his first two seasons in Westwood, safe to say Bo is eager to get this season started on Saturday, and he joins us now. Bo, you guys have worked so hard to get to this point. Just take us inside the locker room, and what's the vibe like as you guys are now on the verge of finally playing this first game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously before your first game, you're super excited. You know, I was mentioning this in an interview prior that, everybody around the nation gets super excited for their first game. And there's, a lot of butterflies, a lot of guys who have been dreaming about the day throughout the whole year. And, I think, you talk about real guys and real football players, are dreaming year round. As soon as the season ends, you're thinking about, when's that week one of the next year, and, how big and fast am I going to be, and how much more mature. And, and so I think we've seen a lot of guys, specifically in my class, just because we've been here for 3 years now, we know and understand the defense and the offense. We understand how the program works, how, Coach Kelly, what he's doing. And so at this point, nothing's new, and we're just ready to play. I think we're ready to go out there and show what we've got, and I'm excited to see what we do.
During the pandemic, we've all had things that have kept us going in our lives. What has kept you going during these last 7-8 months, especially during the times where you weren't sure if you'd have an opportunity to play this season?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, obviously my family and friends are really good people, and they were there for me. And in the same breath, I really like football, and I like playing football, and And I think about it a lot. I think about making plays. I think about, you know, what it'd be like, you know, to hear my name called, you know, in the stadium. What's it like? Obviously, I'm not going to hear anybody cheer for me this year, you know, or maybe in limited capacity, but you hear those things, you smell the field, you know, take through all of your five senses, and you think about that a lot. So that's a place in your mind that you go a lot, that I think that I've put myself out on different stadiums in my mind, you know what I mean? Even while I was locked up at home, you know, I had all these crazy workouts that I would get myself doing just because I didn't have access to a, you know, professional gym, you know. So I was on the sidewalk. I was doing these, every other crack I'd do a lunge, you know, or, I would do these hill sprints, in the hiking trails, you know, behind my neighborhood. I had this other one where I picked up this rice bag. I put in my backpack and I was doing, you know, different exercises with that. Meanwhile, the whole time I'm thinking about playing football, you know? And, so that's something that's really kept me going.
Well, I know that Colorado is going to allow visiting fans. Any of your family going to be able to attend?
Yeah, we just got that announcement a couple days ago. So my parents, my brother, my girlfriend just bought, you know, tickets to go up there. So I'll be excited to see them. I don't know if we're able to, you know, get in contact with them, you know, be able to see them face to face, but definitely give them a wave and, you know they're up there. It gives me a lot of peace of mind.
Hey, and when you make a tackle and that place is mostly empty, I'm sure you're going to be able to hear him too.
Yeah, for sure.
He's Bo Calvert, UCLA linebacker, joining us on the Bruin Insider Show. You mentioned how many of you guys are in year three there. And in that linebacking spot, you have had some turnover, though, a lot of newcomers, some transfers in there, and you're suddenly one of the older statesmen. How have you become a leader for the rest of the guys in that linebacking room?
I think I've had a lot of really good guys come before me. You know, just in general, UCLA has been historically had a lot of really good linebackers come in. So there's a long lineage of guys, I think, that are able to see good examples ahead of them. You know, my example that I've been looking at is Chris Barnes, you know, because he's been the guy that was here since my freshman year. Obviously, now he's playing in the NFL, you know, but before that, you know, he had a guy and, you know, that guy had a guy. And so, like I said, everybody kind of leans on that. Being able to have an example like that, Chris Barnes, being able to see him and just kind of emulate what he's doing. Obviously, I got my own personality, I got my own style, way of doing things. But seeing, you know, how to do it professionally and guys, and, you know, even guys that aren't in your position, you know, you talk about Josh Kelly, you know, you talk about Josh Rosen, you know, guys of that stature being able to come in and really get stuff done. And then try to, you know, take that and, you know, make your own spin on that and, you know, teach that to the younger guys. I think gives you, you know, a lot more peace of mind knowing that you're doing the right thing just because you've seen the success that those guys have had at the next level.
A lot of your teammates over the last month or so in fall camp have talked about how the coaching staff is preaching more attack, more aggressiveness, more reactive play. How does that play to your strengths as a linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in growing up, I think I played a lot with a lot of emotion. I still do play with a lot of emotion, you know, when I get into game day and, you know, I hear at practice. So, you know, I like taking it real personal, you know, but obviously taking it professional at the same time. So those two things and, you know, working off the fine balance between, you know, playing with emotion, but not letting emotion play with you. You know, Coach Az, he always references, you know, the game of football to a boxing match and, you know, you're going across, you know, face to face with guys. And at the end of the day, the fight is between you and them. And so understanding your opponent, understanding their different weaknesses, their nuances, diving into those things, getting deeper into that, understanding keys and, you know, and different and just general things in football. And then also being able to take all of that knowledge that you see in front of you and just go out and play football, play fast, play strong, you know, and really punch some guy in the face is what I like doing. And, you know, obviously that's why I'm playing linebacker. It's a physical position and something that I really like doing.
Bo Calvert, UCLA linebacker, joining us here on the Bruin Insider Show. Well, the fight coming up will be against the Colorado Buffaloes, going against a new head coach there, but they've had some of the same members of the coaching staff retained for this season. So what are you guys expecting out of this Colorado offense coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know going into, you know, a season opener with a new coach and the new things that they're going to bring that, you know, maybe they didn't do last year. You know, but obviously they have a lot of guys that have returned on the offense. So they have similar, you know, you look at film and obviously you're going to see those guys show up on game day again. So you can understand, like I was mentioning, the nuanced things of guys, how they play specifically in those positions. And then you kind of use your imagination and use your knowledge of the game to be able to, you know, make a general idea of what that offense is going to do based on their personnel. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, replicate that in practice out here, being able to get different looks, utilize all the different things that we see on film. So on game day, you know, they can throw anything at us and, you know, we're able to rock and roll.
Well, as excited as I'm sure you guys are to get out there on the field on Saturday, we are so excited to watch you guys take the field as well. Thanks so much for the time. Go get them on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
All right, that's Bo Calvert. Very thoughtful guy, and appreciate him taking the time for us. Would not be surprised at all to see him get double-digit tackles on Saturday. Speaking of, coming up next, we'll bring Wayne Cook back in and learn what he is looking forward to as the Bruins take on the Buffs. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics.
Go Bruins!
Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on Van Nuys.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Make it a Redbox night with an edge-of-your-seat action thriller that can't be missed. Rent Ava, starring Jessica Chastain. Ava is a notorious assassin who travels the globe specializing in high-profile hits. However, when a job goes dangerously wrong, she is forced to fight for her own survival. Rent Ava, along with other new movies tonight. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations. Stream on your smart TV or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
All right, Wayne, we've anticipated this season for the last 2 months. We've covered every angle of the team, set our expectations. We've looked at what Colorado's bringing to the table. Let's get to what Wayne is looking forward to in this game.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I'm looking forward to seeing a football game. I mean, it's like yes. The Pac-12 just not being on TV is driving me nuts. And so I'm very excited about that. But again, this is the obvious answer. I just want to see how much Dorian Thompson-Robinson has grown. You know, he's come out this week and I've heard him talk about it. He's like, listen, I've got to, you know, the negative plays, turnovers, fumbles, interceptions, you know, loss of yards. You know, he's got to learn to manage the game a little bit better. And, you know, being a third-year quarterback and really in the history of UCLA, you know, most successful teams have had an older quarterback playing. It just it matters in this conference. And so, you know, what Dorian can do with his legs and with his arm, because I think he's got so much talent, and just lead this team, really, really important. I'm excited about Kyle Phillips. I want to see what he can do. You know, the receiving core is experienced, so you know that's important to me. And then you know the running back position, because I think it's deep. You know, we lose, you know, Josh Kelly, and you end up with, you know, you end up with Demetric Felton, who has played slot receiver. He came in and played quite a bit of back last year. You know, he played running back in high school. I just think you can use him in so many different ways. But, you know, Britton Brown's a different type of runner. He's a downhill guy. And then you throw in the electricity of a guy like, you know, Keegan Jones. There's guys with speed that can run. And so I'm just excited. And then on the other side of the ball, here's what's fun. And I'm not going to go through names again because that's too easy. I just want to see this defense step up and be solid. We live in an era, Nick, where defenses are, they're just, you know, for you to give up 30 points in a game sometimes is a good game. That's kind of the world of college football right now. And so if the offense can be as good as I think it's going to be, and the defense can be better, because it has to be, because it's been bad. And I just think there's maturity on this defense. I think there's excitement on this defense. And so as a group, you know, not individually, as a group, because you can have a couple of stars, but as a group, this defense, I have expectations that they're going to get better because, like I said, there's juniors and seniors all over the place, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, you touched on it right there at the end. Every level of the defense kind of has a guy, right? You've got Osa Odighizuwa up front on the line, Bo Calvert. I know he hasn't played a lot, but I think he's ready to show us something there in the middle at linebacker. And then you've got Quentin Link coming back. You've got a couple grad transfers playing there in the secondary. And I think at every level, you've got a guy that can keep each of those groups together. Let me throw a couple more at you. Back to the offense, you mentioned the skill positions. I'm curious about that offensive line. You've got three new starters there. How does this group come together? And we've got the two deep that came out from UCLA earlier today. Paul Grotten listed at the second level. How does he rotate in either at center or guard? Really curious to see how this group melds together.
He's shown, Coach Fry has shown that he's not afraid to rotate guys. I mean, because that's how we've seen, like when we started seeing Alec Anderson and Sam Maraza and some of the things, like even Duke Clemens, some of these guys, John Gaines, you know, getting sprinkled in and getting some experience. That's why I'm excited about this group. You know, this group is not the oldest group on the team when you just look at their years, but they've all played. Every one of them's played, and they've all shown that they can do it. And I just think they're the type of guys you want in front of you. You know, and I'm speaking as a quarterback. So I like the group, and I think you mentioned Paul Grotten. He's listed at backup center. But, you know, these guys all know how to play every position. I've heard him say that. So to have an experienced guy like that that's a graduate transfer and a grown man to be able to come in and play, to give a guy a break, if a guy tweaks his ankle or, you know, he has to come out for a play or two. I mean, it's just, and to me, there's nothing that says that these guys can't all play. I just think this is going to be a solid group. Again, we haven't seen a game yet, but as of now, I just think there's experience there and they're the right type of guys that are going to make up a really solid O-line.
A couple positions that don't have a lot of experience and we haven't talked about much. Who's going to be the kicker? Who's going to be the punter? We still haven't received any clarity there from Chip Kelly, but it's either going to be Luke Akers, the son of David Akers, or Nick Barmier. They're both competing at the punter and place kicker position. So we'll see what happens come Saturday. Wayne, it's been great to talk to you about an upcoming UCLA football game. We'll listen to you with our guys in the booth, Josh Lewin and Matt Stevens, on Saturday. You got the pre-game with Tim Cates on AM570 at 1:30 Pacific, then the pregame at 2:30, kickoff at 4 o'clock here on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College and on the radio in LA on AM570. Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back to close out the show here on the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Nick Cope here with you to close out the show, and just a couple news and notes to leave you with. Saturday's game for UCLA at Colorado will have fans in the stands. Boulder County Public Health approved Colorado's game day protocols, clearing the way for the game. They'll be able to host 920 family members of players and staff from both teams. And the Pac-12 guidelines require 400 of those 920 seats to be set aside for the road team. So UCLA is going to represent about 43% of the crowd coming up on Saturday. So that'll be really nice for the players and their families. Also announced earlier today, Trevor Bauer, former UCLA pitcher, a North Hollywood native. He is a finalist for the NL Cy Young Award, along with Yu Darvish of the Cubs and Jacob deGrom of the Mets. The winner will be announced on November 11th. If Bauer is to win the award, he would be the first Bruin to win the Cy Young Award, and he would be the third player to win the Cy Young Award and College's Golden Spikes Award, joining some great company, Tim Lincecum and David Price. Thanks to everyone who makes this show possible each and every week. Producer David Ducon, executive producer Damon Dukakis, general manager Paul Engel, network manager Stephen Hartzell, and our thanks to Danny Harrington and the UCLA Athletics Communications team for organizing our guests. For Wayne Cook, I'm Nick Cope. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and we will talk to you next week.
Has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.